And we are back here on Out of the Woods, feverishly tuning, taking advantage of that little break. But take your time.
Sure. Well, when you're listening to the radio, the breaks seem forever. But when you're in the studio, it's like the break's over.
It is quick.
Yeah.
It's amazing how time flies when you're doing this kind of thing. It's probably the same when you're on stage. It must go real fast.
Sometimes, I guess.
If they're not yelling out, play Springsteen. That happened at one of our shows. But that was sort of it turned into a really fun night of music with people that they didn't necessarily come there to see us, but when we were talking to them afterwards, everyone was like, great, and we got some new newsletter subscribers out of that, which I should mention, we're doing a newsletter now, and you can go and subscribe at our website, which is neptunescar.com. And we just sent out the October one. So it's got, like, we always put a couple things on Facebook, and maybe they're the best ones, but, like, you don't get to see all the other stuff that happens. And, like, these are photos from the road, from our different shows that we did, and behind the scenes of the whole music video. And so there's some interesting stuff for people that we didn't share with online. It's like locked behind a wall, so you have to first come and subscribe, and then you'll get to see it all. Yep.
That's where you can find it and sign up.
Wow, I don't think I've done that yet either.
I can't believe it.
I'll have to do that.
I think we're going to have five new subscribers, aren't we?
I'm so used to following you guys on the Facebook thing. So
I don't like high pressure sales. So. Say that again, John.
I'm so used to following you guys on Facebook, I forget about the webpage sometimes.
Holly, I should put a plug in too, because not only is she a great singer-songwriter, but she's also our webmaster, and she has done an absolutely phenomenal job with the website. So everybody should go check that out, neptunescar.com, and see Holly's fabulous work there.
There you go.
Just make sure you look at it in Firefox, because I didn't check it in Internet Explorer yet today.
It's fine in Firefox.
Oh, good. Okay.
What's Firefox?
It's the browser.
Yeah, that's all I use. So.
Yeah. Holly's got her capo at the 5th fret, and I'm not sure why. Are you going to play something?
Flashing in the Dark.
Oh, you ready for that? Okay. Can we play another tune for you?
Sure. We're going to get another Lighthouse song, folks. I think we're on a roll here.
So the story about this song is when I was staying on Rose Island, there was a teacher's resource guide there, and I used to homeschool my kids, but we had to transition into a sort of a different life in the past few years, and but this was sort of a return to that for us this week there on the island. So we were trying to learn as much as we could while we were there, and it's said in this information packet that that there were rocks along the beaches that must have come from Africa, and that means that Rose Island must have been once connected to Africa. And that just really, really kind of blew my mind and stayed with me after I left there. And I thought, I want to write about this experience and the island, and I think I want to make it a love song. So in the song, I'm singing from the point of view of the island, and using everything on the island to signal my lost love across the sea. So that's the story behind this song.
Poor island.
You're right. Poor island. One, two, three, four.
Winter and wind and snow, oh, that old I'm just another soul looking to be saved.
Neptune's Car here live in the studio, and another one of those tracks from the new CD, Letters in the Road, Flashing in the Dark. Excellent, excellent. I think I played that one already. If I haven't, I need to play that off the disc at some point on the show.
You did play
it. Did I?
And thank you so much.
I need to be playing more of it. There's been so much new stuff lately. It's been hard to keep track of it.
September was a huge month for new releases.
It really was.
I think that's why we're kind of getting. That's why we're here to help push our record, because we're getting lost in the shuffle.
Well, the charts came out today, and
we did move up.
Oh, good.
We went from 38 to 21. Number 38 last month, and now we moved up to 21 on that list. So
it's a tough crowd out there, folks.
It is a tough crowd. It's a tough life, you know. I know you played that one. You've played, In the Blue Room.
Yeah, I think that was the first one.
I think you played one of mine. I think you played the 43.
Yeah. That was a good one. I like that.
We've got Veterans Day coming up. Maybe you'll think of that one again. That one was about my uncle who was in the service. That's what that song is about. So he was in the Navy.
So do you play that one live, too?
Well, we do anything, John. You know that.
Free bird?
You want free bird? I mean, we'll give it to you if you really want it, you know? I mean, I don't think Holly's not too happy about that.
I know you can play anything.
We'll give you Bob Dylan.
I've seen you do it.
We won't do that one. We'll give you a little truck song. We can give you another one off the record. Want a little truck song?
We'll let you play whatever you're ready to play.
Yeah, okay. I mean, here's a tune I wrote, and it's called Truck Song. It's about my old rusty beat-up pickup truck, and there's not a big, deep story behind it. I just... I'm a poor guy, and I buy junk vehicles, and this song is about one of my junk vehicles called Truck Song. Okay. I've got a new truck, $300. I got it from a friend. It's got a little bit of rust, but I think I can trust it to get me down the road again. After registration, I went for an inspection. Inspector had a lot to say. He told me about a 75 Plymouth Grand Fury. Then he gave my truck the okay.
That's the New Hampshire way.
I got a new truck, great little truck. hubcap still intact. With the body work I'm doing to it, then it shouldn't look like a rolling heart attack. Light desert tan, that's the color of my truck. AQ, the color code. With a new alternator and a rubber all around, it puts me into road trip mode. Yeah, it puts me into road trip mode.
Woohoo!
I got a new truck, $300. I got it from a friend. It's got a little bit of rust, but I think I can trust it to get me down the road again.
So, Steve, did you drive that truck here today?
No, I actually don't own the truck anymore.
So it's...
I gave it to my neighbor. After I paid $300 for it and drove it, you know, several thousand miles, I just gave it away. It was kind of hurting. I think he used it as a yard truck.
There you go. Yeah.
So it wasn't even able to go back on the road.
Skidder hauling logs out of the woods.
Probably something like that. We run them to the end.
That's right. You know, you have to.
Where I come from. So.
Well, I just passed inspection once again, so I'm happy.
Oh, lucky. Good for you. I've got the dreaded check engine light thing happening.
Oh,
so.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always an emissions problem, mm-hmm. right? Yeah.
Mine went off long enough that I got the sticker, and then it came right back on. And this is what happened last year, but I didn't know to not go when the light was on. So then I drove around for a while, and it went off, and I got the sticker. So it's all in timing.
There you go. Neptune's Car, here live in the studio. And that was another track that's on the new disc called Truck Song.
Yes, sir.
Yes, indeed. Mention once again that show coming up in a couple weeks at the Sunapee Community Coffee House.
Thank you, yes.
The next town over, which is not the usual night. It's going to be on a Saturday in a couple weeks, which is the 17th, and I believe it's 7 p.m.
Oh, we're right close to there now, John?
You are.
Oh,
you
really?
You are the next town over.
Oh, nice.
You didn't know that? I thought that's what this is all about.
Well, it is, but I... I knew that. What am I saying? No, I didn't.
Don't be offended, local people.
They might be waiting for me out there.
They really love you. They really do.
Hey, I'm from the seacoast. It's my excuse.
But definitely tell your friends about the time change and everything for that show and try and get some folks out to that. They'd appreciate it, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we'll keep the music flowing, I guess, if you guys are ready to rock and roll.
Let me see the sheet.
Holly would love to sing another one for you, John. She just has so many to pick from. She just has to pick one. It's probably going to be a drinking song to do with either with wine or drinking.
Are you doing that 'cause you wanna?
Or drinking to distraction. Let's do drinking to distraction.
So okay. These are all hints being thrown.
I need a drink.
Thrown back.
Is that a good one for you?
Sure.
One, two, three.
Technicolor sky stretched out so wide. I never saw you.
Neptune's Car. Once again, here on Out of the Woods. Who wrote that one? Was that...
That's a Hollywood.
That was one of
that's
my...
Drink into Distraction.
Well, there's a little bit of sort of scenic drama in there, but the feelings are true, but I'm not really sitting around in a country bar.
Well, that's probably good. Probably for the best.
You can add some fiction in there as a writer sometimes, just to make it fit. Just to make it work.
Got to embellish. Stretch the truth.
Somebody's B-strings stinking up the room.
Me?
So do you guys have any interesting cover tunes that you play?
Yeah.
We have a few.
We've been having
nothing,
fun.
Nothing
with,
too exciting.
Some Bill Morrissey and some Bob Dylan. Yeah, basically.
Want to do a Bill song?
Yeah.
Want to do a Driver song?
Okay.
Or do you want to do, a Driver song?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do the Driver song.
What's the first line, though?
Lunch packed.
Okay.
Since you asked.
Sure.
We'll just play one. What the heck?
Why not?
I'm a big Bill Morrissey fan. I have been since about 85 or 86 or something like that, and as soon as I heard him, that's it. One listening, and I've been hooked ever since.
And you know him when you hear him every time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
He's definitely original.
He'll be greatly missed. So
yeah, he is.
Gotta keep
sure.
him at the front of our thoughts all the time, here in New Hampshire anyway, especially.
Yeah. Here in New Hampshire. I've got my lunch packed. I've got the darkness of a new moon. My truck is gas tonight, I'll be leaving soon. Up the highway north and on across the state line. I love the feeling of this brand new truck of mine. I turn off the highway and onto the back roads. The houses are set back and the lights disappear. I feel like the only man in this world. But everybody goes to sleep so early up here. I stop my truck in the middle of the road. Same stop each time on this familiar road. I open the side valves, then climb back to the cab. And I drive these woods till that big tank empties out. I love these back roads of New Hampshire. They twist and wind like a rolling sea. I feel like a captain who knows no fear. Well, everybody goes to sleep so early up here.
Very nice.
Familiar with that one?
Oh, yes.
That's the Driver's song.
And I'm going to have to break out that old Birches again pretty soon.
I know you love Birches, yeah.
Yeah, it just reminded me.
It just makes you want to listen to Bill, doesn't it?
Seasonally appropriate, yeah.
I mean, I know my voice is nothing like Bill, and I don't try to be, but his lyrics.
You are right in the proper range to sing Bill songs, I tell you. I can hear you.
I'll take that in the best way I can.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
You can pull it off.
So that's a cover tune we've been doing out on the road that we worked up, and we've got a few others. We worked up Boots of Spanish Leather by Bob Dylan. We're doing I Ain't Got No Home by Woody Guthrie. So we're trying to add some of that stuff in there as well.
Just as long as you don't do too many. Yeah, it's always a good thing to have a few in the show.
Mm. Especially when you have so many hours to kill,
right.
It's like, we need more tunes. So,
yeah. People
you
like
pick
to,
from the best.
I think people like to hear something they recognize, too, once in a while.
Sure. Oh,
and,
sure.
Hear a different interpretation of it.
Yeah.
which is always nice. But Neptune's Car here in the studio, folks, if you're wondering, if you're just tuning in. And they're playing live for us here in the studio, here on Out of the Woods. And play as long as you want.
Sounds like play away.
Play away.
Sure. We'll try another one, John, since you're so willing to let us. Can't let that opportunity pass. Do a little Last Orange for you off the record. I hope everybody's enjoying themselves here. Yeah, excellent. Good, good. John's going to be bringing us all out for dinner right after. I don't know if he mentioned that or not. That's why you're here. You heard too, right? Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to come, and Holly said, John's going to buy us all dinner. And I said, well, I'm coming.
Don't pull me into this story.
I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding with John. He didn't promise that. But. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Little of the Last Orange.
These forces was a black hole being born. A tall building in a thunderstorm, a dark soul that you can't reform. This is how the heart works.
Have such a pull on me. Please remember me. At least something's calling me, even if it's only the road. We keep orbiting each other like a planet and its moon, but I share these rooms.
So my core turned to iron, my heart exploded like a star. Could not hold myself against these forces, was a black hole being born. A tall building in a thunderstorm, a dark soul that you can't reform. This is how the heart works.
All that's left are some random pictures and a tape cassette. The last orange and empty rooms chock full of regret.
Could not hold myself against these forces, was a black hole being born. A tall building in a thunderstorm, a dark soul that you can't reform. This is how the heart works. This is how the heart works.
Thank you.
All right, Neptune's Car. Nice little country ditty there for you.
Yes, sir.
We'll be right back after this.